I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everyone. Remember the chaos and fun of high school, Lulu?
Oh, well, how could I forget it, Judge? It was probably some of the best times of my life. It's good to think back, isn't it? Thinking back on the nostalgia moments from high school.
What's your favourite moment?
Oh, God, too many to name, Judge. Too many to name.
Well, enough about the blokes you kissed and more into Lou and I reliving all our high school years in Heartbreak High Season 2. It's a bloody good time.
I could have carried on about how, you know, I was very good at speech and drama. I won many awards, Jack.
Yeah. The glory days, Lou.
Yeah. But it's a good season. I've been binge watching it. It's good classic Aussie humour, which is what we like. It's sexy. It's not afraid to poke fun at itself, which is pretty much exactly what we mean, Will, is, and what we do to each other most days.
It is a little less woke this season. You know, very, very funny and deeply Aussie.
You know what? Also, it doesn't matter if it's a distant memory high school for you, because it's nice to look back. And when you watch it, you feel like you're back in high school and you go, oh, I can relate to all of this.
Distant memory, huh? For you.
Well,
I graduated only a couple of years ago, I think. Look, everyone can join in on the fun with Heartbreak High Season 2. It's out now on Netflix. Do not miss it.
Get around it.
Okay.
You know the amount of people who have been commenting on my photos saying Stinky Lou? Like going back on old photos and commenting going Stinky Lou.
Mate, I put a video out yesterday. Have we started? Okay. Have we started?
We can start with that. Everyone already knows I'm Stinky Lou. So as you were, kind sir.
Well, I did a video yesterday, and because I was playing both characters in the video, all the comments are just like, two chinless blokes trying to get a fucking ahead in life.
Is that
like
the one where you pretended to be the dad and you go, morning dick breath. Me and 10-day date were watching that and both like pissed ourselves at the dick breath part.
Yeah, the dick breath. I just thought that was fun. Do you want to know where that came from? Obviously, I've been in Yamba for a week.
Yes.
Had a little.
You had a family trip.
You
made a little pet, didn't you? A little frog.
Oh, yeah.
What'd you name him? Kevin 2?
Frederick.
Oh.
Frederick the Frog.
Kevin.
No, it was Gary the Green Tree Frog.
Yeah. Or Kevin 2.
No, it was actually Kevin 2. No, I was in, it was fucking grouse. But it's like, so mum and dad get up and they go for a walk along the beach every morning.
Cute. Right? I'd join them if I was there. Well, actually, maybe not. That feels like it's their time.
No. They want everyone to come.
Oh, well, I'll come next time if you invite me to Yamba. Sorry.
Yeah. No, you can come on a Yamba family holiday.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Maybe one day.
It actually wouldn't be that weird.
No, that's what I was going to say. Kevin.
Well,
Gary.
Yeah. Lou's currently sitting with Kevin Bedwether. She's had a big weekend and she's a little bit crook.
Yeah.
Anyhow, they go walking every morning. They walk on this dog beach, walk to this rock, touch the rock, and then come back. And that's the ritual.
Oh, so they tap like people do in North Bondi. You know, and you get to the end and you tap your foot.
Mm-mm.
Yes.
I don't know
Are
that.
Are you a true Eastern Suburbs Sydney slider?
No, don't.
You don't tap when you do the walk?
I've done the walk.
You know where like North Bondi RSL is and like North Bondi Fish?
Yes.
And you go all the way down the end and it's a dead end and there's like a roped off area, like a fence, but it's like metal.
No.
It's like a metal fence. What do you call it, Willie? Would that be a fence?
Yeah, that'd be a fence.
Yeah, a metal fence. And you tap it. You tap it with your foot. And then you walk back the other way.
Wow.
Well, see, they tap a rock. So I was just adding to the conversation that people in the eastern suburbs tap the metal.
Bloody, if you're living in the eastern suburbs, I think you're doing more tapping of your car than anything. Bloody expensive. Tapping of your card.
Mm.
Everything's bloody expensive.
You said car. And I thought, that's illegal to tap someone
in your
car.
It did sound like I said car.
Yeah, you can't just tap someone in your car.
Anyway, so they tap the rock and they come back.
So sorry.
And they try and get us on the walk. So every fucking morning, And just the way that I don't know if this is just fucking country fathers or whether this is just Australian fathers in general, or how the fuck does Franco wake you up in the morning?
Well,
if you go back home and he's to wake you up, how would he do it?
I have this vivid memory of him coming in, opening all my windows and going, "It stinks like a bloody brewery in here, Lou."
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, let me sleep.
Steph is bewildered by the way that the dad will wake one up in the morning.
Mm.
He will literally pretty much kick the fucking door down and then just yell at you before you can even comprehend what the fuck's going on. He's like, "Me and your mother are going for a walk, mate. You're gonna bloody come. We'll get a coffee afterwards if you like." And you're waking up.
So he knows that you're probably dead asleep.
Yeah, no, he does. But it's not like, "Morning, mate. Hey, me and your mother are gonna dig out. Did you want to come this morning?"
He's screaming.
I remember I had the Walker Rugby Prezos, and we had a big night. I got in at about 6 in the morning. 5:30, 6 in the morning. My flight, I had to get up at about 9 to catch a flight back to Sydney. And I distinctly remember Dad waking me up, and I was obviously so fucked from how big a night it was that when I woke up, I've just got this man yelling at me. I can't even hear the words that he's saying, and I couldn't even remember where I was because it was like I flew in like the night before, did the Prezzo's huge night, woke up there, then I was flying out the next day, so I was in and out, and I just remember not being able to hear anything he's saying, just had this bloke yelling at me. And I was going,
loud noises!
I was going, "Where the fuck? Where am I?" Like, I couldn't, my cogs couldn't turn enough to let me know where I was. It's such an aggressive fucking way to wake up. Hence why, after a week of being on holidays with him, that was the video that came out of it. Please, madame, ask a question.
Now, did you ever go on the morning walk?
Nah.
Oh, that fucks me off. You're a piece of shit.
That seems
you're a big old turd.
Run me through that.
You are a cruel, cruel son.
Why?
All they want is to go for a nice skip and a hop, touch the rock with their son, and you've just decided to lay in bed like the lazy piece of shit you are.
Yeah, it's also my holiday as well.
Yeah, just once.
Nah.
You're there, what, 7 days? Out of 7 days, you couldn't do one hot girl lap with your mum and dad?
I'd
just like to do a public service announcement to your parents. I am, I don't know which camera to look at because there's about 12 of them. Thank you, Willie.
There's three.
I am absolutely appalled that Jack Edward Archdale
took her a while to remember my name.
I was confused whether it was Jack or Jake at this point. I'm half asleep.
Jared.
Jared, I'm so sorry that your son Jared did not come on one walk with you. And he didn't tap the rock with you, and I profoundly apologize on
she's
his
learning,
behalf.
She's learning. Someone said profoundly in the last couple of days. That's a new one.
I profusely apologize for my friend and my co-host and my confidant.
My confidant. She's been taking French lessons. Hey, listen. I then proceeded to spend the whole fucking day with my family. Doing a myriad of activities. There you go, myriad. Yeah. Now, don't use that, please.
Note to self, Kevin, write that one down.
Myriad. So if I did miss out on the walk, we'd then go crabbing together. We'd go fishing. I'd take them out for lunch.
Morning.
I'd
he's
take
come
them for
in
dinner.
And yelled in your face for a purpose, for a myriad of reasons. He would like you to go for a walk.
Yeah, but I don't want to. Mate,
well,
you know,
hey, you know what? The world doesn't revolve around you.
Correct, it doesn't.
So go but for I'm, the walk next time,
nah,
please.
Nah, make it up in other ways. You know, because the you know that I'm not a big beach guy.
You hate sand. You're a little
not
beach
a sand,
baby.
And like getting up and just walking with joggers on the sand to me is fucking nightmare stuff. I know I'd get there and be in a bad mood. Also, you know how I see all those little dots with my eyes? Like I can't look at a white wall.
That sounds like something you should go to the doctor for.
I've been to an optometrist.
Mate. You know how I see all those? That sounds like you might be going blind.
No, it's fucked.
Chieftain.
It is fucked.
That sounds like a myriad of white dots to me.
Myriad. No, it's actually fucked. I've been to three optometrists and then an ophthalmologist, and there's nothing we can do.
I like that one.
So if
ophthalmologist.
Yeah, it's a
I'll
new
be taking
word.
Note of that one.
If I look at that white wall, I can. You know those germs that go across your eyes? I can see hundreds of, it is fucking killing me.
Well, I sometimes get there and I think I'm going to faint. Is that the same thing?
No. Oh. I see hundreds of them every day, all day. Like, I can't lay in a park and look up at the blue sky and enjoy that anymore. It's fucking ruining my life.
That sounds horrible.
It is fucked, dude.
Why don't you go to the doctor?
I've been to the eye specialist.
Yeah, but a doctor, it might be something to do with, I don't know, gut health. A myriad of gut health.
Can I raise something with you?
Is it nice or bad? Because I'm
no,
I'm
I know you're fragile, but I also don't care. I think it's nice.
Well, you said you got a surprise for me.
I do, but that can wait.
Okay.
Now, am I to believe Louisa Clear Dildon, you've gone live on Insta with the big dog with 10 days?
I thought you meant I went like live. Like, it's like, fuck, fuck, when did I go live on Instagram?
It was like 8 a.m. on Saturday morning.
I have.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, she's taking him live, 10 day date.
Well,
this is huge.
Would you like a public service announcement?
PSA.
Kevin, would you like to do the honours? No, okay, I'll do it. Public service announcement for all the bedwetters and anyone who gives a fuck. I, Louisa Clear Dildon, have a boyfriend. Thank
was,
you.
That was fucking kind of fucked.
Oh. Great. Hey, Willie, any chance you can cut that before 10-day date here?
Not a chance. Well, what's his name?
Well, I might just keep calling him 10-day date for a bit longer.
Well, we got LDD and TDD.
Yeah, we'll call. Let's give him a bit of privacy for a bit. Then every time I upload him, the amount of bedwetters who are like, give us his name, give us his tag.
His name is TDD. It's the big LDD.
We went out on Friday and Saturday in Melbourne, and on, I can't remember what night it was, but I shit you not, people are more excited to meet 10-day date than they are me. You know, like this young guy, Angus, came up and was like,
and she's
oh,
fucking fuming about it.
I am not. This young guy, Angus, came up and was like, oh, Lou. And then he was like, is that 10-day date? And he gave him like this massive hug and everything. I was like, okay, 10-day date is more in demand than the big dog LDD. Everyone wants TDD.
Everyone wants TDD.
Yeah.
TDD will be getting fucking brand deals now.
Probably. But yeah, I went live, posted a couple of selfies with TDD. Mm.
I noticed that because this has always been a bizarre phenomenon for me, that it's a big deal when a fucking girl goes fucking live. It seems a bit ridiculous to me, but there is I've noticed by knowing you that there is a full process to it.
Yes, and
you'll go on the close friends, couple of photos of you guys out on close friends, and then there might be like a story where they're involved but with a group of people, you know what I mean? So it can't be picked out, but you're acknowledging that there's a human there.
It's like a testing the water thing. You just put him in the background.
Correct.
And slowly
few people replying.
Closer to the camera.
Few people replying. Is correct. That one TDD?
Yeah, there's some. Oh, let's generate some speculation. Is that guy TDD? Is that guy TDD?
There's a full marketing plan behind the hard launch.
Honestly, it seems like, hard launch. Women call this a hard launch.
Well, the amount
soft
of
launch and hard launch. Run us through it.
People who are replying being like, holy fuck, like Lou's hard launch TDD.
Madness.
10-day date. But you know what I had a lot of DMs about as well is a lot of girls saying, hey, Lou, remember about 3 months ago you said that the next person you'll hard launch will be when you're walking down the aisle? I was like, shit. I did say that, didn't I?
Yeah, that's true.
That's backfired on me.
That has. Well,
but I'm allowed to launch him now that he's my boyfriend.
Yeah, so LDD with the hard launch, LDD and TDD. Huge, huge news.
Yeah.
A lot of upset, but fuck, I reckon the Queensland bandit is fucking in his rig.
That's why I'm wearing long black pants today.
Tears streaming down his face, aggressively masturbating.
Have you noticed I'm wearing long black pants and a jumper? There's no skin for the tent.
Oh, shit.
It's Queensland bandit.
TDD's already had a word to her.
Oh, fuck.
Now, I think you should dress a little more modestly on the podcast. I don't need that bandit looking at those fucking pins anymore now that you're mine.
You know, we
yeah, hold on.
Wait.
This is very Jack Archdale. Before I had a word had with me. about the way I dressed on the podcast.
With Kevin sitting on my lap.
Yeah.
I just flew in from Melbourne. 10-day date lives in Melbourne. So I just woke up, threw on the first thing I found on the floor. I put my eye...
What, whether you just left him the night before after you and 10-day date got home? In the throes of fashion.
Jack, you are sick. I had something funny to tell you. I wrote them down.
Oh, here we fucking go. What sort of a yarn is this going to be?
No.
Cook some more snacks, did you, kid?
No.
Buddy? Eh? Well, whip up a steak on the weekend, did we?
No three sausages for me, but we did.
Just the one now.
We
locked it down.
Okay.
Oh, just one pork and fennel for me. Sorry.
Pork and fanny sausage.
Hopefully it doesn't smell the same.
Sorry, Jake, did you say pork and fanny?
I don't think so.
You're sick.
I fucking hate that word. Sorry, same. Continue.
So we went out on Friday night, had a dinner at this beautiful restaurant called Entrecote, French restaurant, and then we woke up Saturday, bit dusty, so we were like, let's go out for breakfast. We just like piss ourselves laughing when we're together, like just a good giggle all the time, you know? And we went out for brunch and we were like, let's have an Aperol. Like, you know, let's have an Aperol. And then we proceeded to stop off after brunch at, we saw another pub. In Melbourne, they got a lot of pubs with outdoor seating, kind of like London. And we were like, let's stop there and have like a margarita or something, you know? And then we just sort of kept bar hopping our way down Chapel Street. You know how long Chapel Street is in Melbourne? One of the big ones, got a lot of pubs. And then
true.
I got a bit cheeky and got a bit too big for my boots. And we had one of those QR codes. So then I thought, you know what would be funny if I ordered shots for us? So it's like 12:30 p.m.
On what day?
Saturday, after we'd gone out Friday night.
And what time did you get in?
I don't know. It was late.
Late, yeah.
It was late, Jack.
And, or early, depending on how we're looking at it.
It was late.
Okay.
And, yeah, and then we just, like, sat inside this pub for, like, 3 hours in these big, like, velour red seats. Just him and I just, like, pissing ourselves laughing like no one else in the pub. And then we went, hey, Willie, turn your phone off.
Stop looking at
ruining my story. Yeah, I heard it. You were Googling pork and fennel sausage. And then anyway, we went out, had dinner that night, whatever. Next morning we woke up. 10-day date thought it was a good idea when we woke up on the Sunday at 5:30 p.m. to book us a panic room. They sound like...
Wait, hold on. Do you mean, didn't we do this?
Escape room.
Correct.
Look, but I was panicked in there.
But it's, use the name.
Say lovey.
Say what it is.
Koozie.
Tomato, tomato.
Tomato, tomato. Plausible.
Broccoli, broccoli.
Whatever. Anyway, so we get in there and this woman's introducing the... She goes, have you guys ever done an escape room before?
There you go. Yeah, what it's called.
And we'd picked the spy, the FBI agent one. She goes, oh, shit, you've picked the hardest one. Bear in mind, we are absolutely fucked.
And you're also Louisa Dalton.
And yes, I'm not great at panicking or escaping at the best of times, let alone being hungover.
Or just brain, like anything to do with the brain working.
So she tells us, she's like, I'll give you a hint on where to start. So you walk in, this room is fucking tiny, Jack. And there's like seven different things that you've got to kind of like try and unlock to get out. And she goes, if I was you, I'd start with the record player and think of like letters or something. And we were like, okay. She goes, see you in an hour. And she closes the door and like locks you in. And I was just like, I wanted to just sit down on the floor and just sit there for an hour. So then we had to like literally so like scat and tired and hungover from the weekend.
That's the worst.
Use our brains. This record player, we're trying to figure out how to unlock these codes. Right. It got to like 4 minutes left and I think we'd done three of the seven.
Oh, so you didn't make it?
No, fuck no. There's no chance we made it. Not a chance. Not a chance.
That is fucking hilarious.
And then, yeah.
No offense to TDD.
Mm-hmm.
Real good guy. That's the worst. If someone did that to me, it's like, fuck off, mate.
We said it'd be fun doing it not hungover, but then I've done something that you'll be very proud of me for. I watched Seinfeld.
Did you?
2 episodes of it. And it is phenomenal.
That's great.
Just an easy watch.
Mate, Sonny.
Just, and he's hilarious. I love Kramer.
Kramer.
Kramer?
Kramer.
He's hilarious.
Mate, that's why it's renowned as the best sitcom of all time.
When I go home tonight, you know what I'll be putting on my TV with my feet up with Kevin on the couch with me?
Just a slideshow of TDD while you cry into like a tissues and stuff.
Or? He's coming up on Friday.
Sorry. Seinfeld, you were going for Seinfeld there.
Yes.
You're watching Seinfeld.
Yes. Right. I'm watching Seinfeld. That's my new thing. And I didn't realise how many seasons there are, and there's like 20 episodes. So I'm going to start from season one because 10 Day Date was explaining to me that it's a sitcom inside a sitcom.
Well,
the pilot is like they're comedians and then they decide that they're going to start a sitcom and then that's where it starts from. And you know he's coming to Sydney and his real name's Jerry. I thought that was
TDD?
No. I thought that was his, you know, everyone has a stage name.
His name is Jerry Seinfeld.
But I thought that was his name on the show.
It is.
Yeah, but it's his name in real life.
Yeah.
But most shows, they have a name on the show. You know, like Elf Willie. Stewart. No, listen to me. Elf Stewart's not Elf Stewart in real life.
Yeah.
He's Ray Meager. Mayer. Yeah. Yeah, Marga, whatever the fuck his last name is. Sorry, Elf.
Louisa, I get what you don't need to.
So don't act like I'm an idiot, Mr. sees blue, white dots every day.
You don't need to explain the concept of characters to us. We understand that.
Well, then why are you looking at me like an idiot?
Because most people know that Jerry Seinfeld is the most famous comedian of all time.
Not if you've just seen the episodes like I have.
But how have you never experienced the man Jerry Seinfeld?
Well, I was getting confused with The Truman Show. You know, actually, wait, I said to, said to 10 Day Day. I said to him.
No, she's too early for this shit.
I said to him, I go, oh, this is like how people go, oh, I'm stuck in the, you know how people go, are we on the...
It's The Truman Show.
Yeah, I was like, this is what they say. They go, are we on the sign for... And he was like, I think it's the Truman Show.
For fuck's sake. For fuck.
See how I got the mistake?
No.
Truman, Seinfeld, Archdale, Delden, say love, see? Say love, see?
Okay, you need to leave. You got to go, buddy.
Well, who's going to do the podcast with you?
Me and Willie will do it. Willie, what's the deal with online shopping?
Well, and Kramer's real name's Cosmo. Ooh, spoiler. Spoiler if you've never seen Seinfeld.
Yeah, spoiler alert for a show that finished in like fucking 1999.
Well, that's like when I watched Game of Thrones 10 years later and I made TikTok stories about it. Sorry, Instagram stories, and everyone was like, you're 10 years late. Well, now I'm, 20 to Seinfeld. But let's go back to why you were so bemused, baffled. As to why I was saying what I was about Jerry's real name is Jerry.
Because
most people in TV shows have characters, Jack. So yeah. Why were you so like, oh, you're an idiot?
Because it is wild. It's wild to me that you have such a lack of awareness of your surroundings.
Wow.
The fact that you don't know that
I'm sick and I've just got off a plane, so I'm slightly jet lagged. And
yeah, just a bit jet lagged, sister.
Yeah, well, I've
the fact that
and you've just said I lack awareness of my surroundings.
That surprised you? You got 3 fucking clues into a fucking escape room.
I'd like you to say one nice thing, thanks.
Nah.
Well, no, I would, and I won't continue until you do.
That's perfect.
Oh, all right. That's perfect. Well, we'll just sit here then.
The fact that you don't know that Jerry Seinfeld.
Hey, it's like you did not know what the Princess Diaries was, you big dumb fuck.
Hey, I think maybe Seinfeld have more of a cultural impact than the Princess fucking Diaries.
Not on my watch, Chief.
Oi, you want me to spin your funny yarn about?
No, I want my surprise.
You don't.
Oh, is it mean?
Let me just finish.
Can I tell you what I thought it was?
Yeah.
Because tomorrow's Valentine's Day.
No.
I thought you got me like a nice card, like a box of like heart-shaped chocolates.
Well, kinda. Once I was at a shindig, right? Well, fucking blind. All fucking blind.
Oh, shock horror.
And I'd been stirring up a mate of mine. I'd been stirring him up.
Was it Ed Liston?
Was his brother.
Dave.
Dozer, younger brother. Dozer. And I'd been stirring him up, and me and him nearly had a bit of a 1-2 on the street down in the pub in the middle of Walker.
Like an actual tiff?
Yeah, because I'd been stirring him up because he was being drunk and silly, and so I was like, fuck, I'm just going to pick at him. Anyway, after the Geebung races, they've got this big sit-down dinner. It's like a, used to be a black tie sort of a ball, so you all sit on long tables, sit there, blah, 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 and I get positioned across from Dozer. And I'm just fucking, he is the drunkest man in New South Wales at this point, sitting there spinning fucking yarns and talking shit or whatever. And so I just keep peppering him with shit, just keep peppering him. Pepper, pepper, pepper. And he sits there and he looks at me and he just goes, not on my watch. Stands up, launches himself across the whole table. I go like this. He flies horizontally straight past me, lands face first in the dark, and scorpions just lands face
like first. Like over the table. Over the table.
He screamed. He was being there just quiet like this. And I just was peppering him, and he, in his brain, he's like, nah, fuck it, I'm going for him. And he just screams, not on my watch, like a battle cry, launches himself, completely misses me, lands face first, legs bend over his back like a scorpion, and just he just lays there. So it's fucked up, face on the dirt, blood, just being like, what?
Not on my watch.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what have
you got? Do you want your surprise?
Yes, but what have you got, Steph, for Valentine's Day?
Nothing.
Well, I suppose you're a bit different because you've been together for a while, so you would have done things back in the day, right?
Yeah, but I just think we're both sort of not really that into it.
But will you get a card or at least say...
I'll probably get a card.
Or a nice text, Happy Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I'll do some. What did you get, TDD? Nothing. Didn't you?
No, I got...
And chill.
You're very naughty, aren't you?
And chill.
Well, I actually got him like a little present, but it was like early. So TDD, that was your Valentine's Day present.
Okay. Seems like it's a holiday much more for the women than the men.
Yeah, like I'd expect that he'd at least text me, you know. Be my little...
Don't!
Be okay, my little boo thing.
Yeah, will you be my little boo thing? Okay, what's my... Is it a nice surprise or is it mean because I'm fragile?
Well, I think it's lovely. I've written you a song.
Oh no, this is Stinky Lou.
This is Stinky
Lou.
I'll
get absolutely fucked. Let me prepare myself for this. You know, we're doing a video clip for this.
Well, yeah, we need to get the actual... So this is to the tune of Okie Doke, the original... The song that I sang you earlier. I've just refined it and added a couple of verses.
I said to TD Day, I go, ooh, Jart says he's going to... Like, it surprised me and I go, I hope it's a present. It's a present in the form of a song.
It is a present of sorts.
Should I put my headphones on? Do you want the music in the background?
I don't have the backing track, so I'm just going to have to go a cappella on this.
Okay.
But then we can refine this in a later date. So, Stinky Lou.
Thanks.
This is Stinky Lou. If you have BO and you need a helping hand, get your phone and call this girl, she'll understand. Don't worry, cause here comes Stinky Lou. The crop dusting queen of stink, it's Stinky Lou. Stinky Lou, Stinky Lou, she stinks up all the land. Any odour you might smell is by her hand. Block your nose, cause here comes Stinky Lou. Deodorise, cause here comes good old Stinky Lou. She stinks the house, she stinks the car, she stinks the bloody street. Only thing comparable would be Shrek's feet. Please worry, cause here comes Stinky Lou. Smelling like dingo shit, that's Stinky Lou. The flowers droop, the children cry as Stinky Lou walks by. You see her trail of carnage as all plant life dies. Don't think small marsupials don't die too. Blame the extinction of the bilby on Stinky Lou.
Very good.
Thanks, mate. I just was laying down yesterday. I'd write Stinky Lou.
Oh, we've got to do a video clip. we have to do a video clip.
Because I really want to see.
We've got to do a video clip of Stinky
Lou. I want to see some, like, CGI of your trail of carnage as you walk down the street and all plant life is dying behind you. And then little marsupials are also dying because of your stink.
This is the worst nickname we've ever come up with. Like, literally the other day I, like, woke up one morning and on, like, four random photos, like, one of them was from, like, Europe, I just had, like, a bedwetter just comment being, like, old Stinky Lou. And then all over TikTok everyone's being, like, Stinky Lou.
Oh, yeah, I saw a full-on fight on the weekend. Two blokes punching on in traffic.
I don't know why I'm smiling. I'm not mean to smile. It's not
funny. It was
funny,
fucking hilarious.
But I know what road rage is like.
This was...
Since I've got Alfonso.
This was post-Pink concert road rage.
The amount of bedwetters who were tagging me in Pink's stories... Sorry, Pink's posts, being like, watch out, Lou. She's at Bill's in Bondi.
Well,
I'm like, hey, guys, I don't want Pink to know I dislike her acrobatic show.
Yeah, well... These blokes clearly didn't love Pink's acrobatic show because...
Were the kids in the back?
Well, so we were... Let me spin it quickly. We were leaving my little brother's Bucks, going off the boat, heading back to the Nelson and Bonner Junction, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I was telling the boys before, so we're all in this maxi taxi and they're all of us in the back, the old man's in the front, fucking... And we're all just yarning, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, Nelson, Bonner Junction, mate. Yeah, no worries. Dad's in the front of the taxi.
Did your dad get wasted at the Bucks?
Yeah, he had a bit on. Fucking, this taxi driver could obviously just smell the fucking gum leaves on him. And without me realising, this cunt's just taken us the most roguest way, right? Really rogue way. And I sort of come to her and I'm like, where the fuck are we here? Like, what the fuck? And I'm like, oh, this guy has clearly taken us on a ride because...
He knows you're a
wasted. Dad's going, yeah, mate, I'm bare from the bush and my buddy here for the weekend. And he's going, you beauty. Anyway, I'm like, mate, where the fuck? Anyway, takes down the Eastern Distributor or whatever it is and then comes up outside Allianz Stadium.
To get to the Nelson?
Yeah.
You've gone to bloody Timbuktu.
But also Pink's just finished.
Oh.
It was standstill.
Was it at Allianz?
Yep.
The acrobatic show?
Yeah, it's a big fucking stadium.
Huh.
Anyway, so standstill traffic. And I've gone this... And I've gone, he's fucking done this. Like, what an idiot. Anyway, so I go, mate, we'll be getting out here. Thank you. And I was like, let's just walk up to the Olympic, have a couple of scoops there, wait till this dies down, then we'll head to the Nelson. So we get out of the cab and we're walking up the street. Anyway, there's this, we can hear a bit of yelling. There are people streaming everywhere, walking along the road, along the sides of the road, cops, like it's just finished. Fucking, anyway, see these two blokes yelling, one big guy, one little fella and his girlfriend. And they're just yelling, oh, you fucking idiot, blah, 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 you fucking dickhead. Anyway, the little guy just goes, fucking boss, cracks the big fella. And the big fella just starts laying into the little fella. And then the girlfriend of the little fella starts laying into the big fella. So she's into it. They're both into it, two on one, you know, on this big guy. Like full stink and we're just like watching and I'm just like, we were just pissing ourselves. We're like, holy shit. Like hilarious that there's post-Pink rage. And they just full on stink. blah, 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 blah. And anyway, bunch of blokes run in and sort of stop it or whatever, and she was all good to go.
That's terrifying.
No, it was hilarious.
It does feel like something that would happen after a – oh, I shouldn't say any more about Pink.
No, tell us what you think.
No, I was just
gonna, no, explain it.
No, well, I had a friend who went to the Pink concert and said that 55% of the time she was in the air. She literally was just going, wing,
55?
Wing. Yeah, 55% of the time she was acrobatically flying around the arena.
It's a very specific number, isn't it?
Well, she is a maths girl.
Right.
So,
is she?
You know, if I was to say that, I'd probably say 50%.
Yeah.
She's 55 because she's a maths girl.
Yeah, okay, maths
She likes
girl.
Spreadsheets. She likes calculators.
Yeah.
She likes abacus. She likes Pythagoras.
Pythagoras?
Yep.
She loves Pythagoras, Willie.
Yep.
Is it Pythagoras theorem?
Yep. She likes acute angles. That's what she likes. She's a maths girl. She's a maths girl. She's a little maths girl.
She sounds like an acute angel. It's Pythagoras.
That's Pythagoras, what I said.
It was Pythagoras.
Freudian slip of the tongue.
What is a Freudian slip?
A maths term. what is it?
I don't fucking know. Sigmund Freud.
What is it, Willie? Hey, everyone just wondering, Willie's the new Dior.
I believe a Freudian slip is when you
accidentally say something
that's...
Oh, like when
slip of the
George
tongue.
Bush said
something
the Iraq
really
thing.
Mean, but yeah. You don't mean to say
that's
it.
Exactly what it
slip
is.
Slip of the tongue. I'm a walking Freudian slip. Don't you reckon? I always say things that I shouldn't say.
Yeah, no, you're just sub-intelligent.
You're being very cruel today.
So the definition is an unintentional error regarding as revealing subconscious feelings. So you say what you really feel when you don't mean to.
Oh, that's me. And also I've had a lot of intrusive thoughts lately that I've nearly done things that I shouldn't do. Like I saw a man eating a sandwich the other day and I was this close to taking a bite.
Lou, miss me with that shit.
No,
Louisa.
I was honestly, the intrusive thought nearly came over me that I was just going to, I just wanted to have a bite.
Louisa, stop talking shit.
Jack.
If you think for one second you're going to convince us that you were going to take a bite.
I nearly did.
Louisa.
I nearly did. I was this close. And then my brain went, don't do it. That's not your sandwich.
Not only are you lying to us, but you're lying to yourself. You're lying to yourself, Louisa.
No, Jack. No. You know what? I can't do anything right this podcast. How long have we been going for, Willie?
No. No.
No, I think that's time.
No, because we got in trouble the other day because when we were flying down to Sydney from Yamba, Will said, he goes, mate, I put on your podcast to listen to it for the flight. He said it went for 32 minutes. And I said, excuse me? He goes, it was a 32-minute podcast. And I'm like, holy fuck, we fucked up.
32 minutes?
Yeah, there was some hate in the YouTube comments as well about that. Yeah, bad,
bad, bad. How did we only talk for 32?
I'm daddy, by the way, was a little hung puppy. And I think we had something we needed to go to. And unfortunately, that fucked mm-hmm. us. So bedwetters, actually, we're going to formally apologise for that.
So I've been getting all the heat today when it should be you.
I think we both deserve a sufficient amount of heat for that.
I think you can take that one, champion.
I think you had like Pilates or something you had to go to. So we had to cut it short.
Oh,
who cares more about leaving Pilates early than the bedwetters?
Or did someone have a drinking holiday that Daddy needed to go to? And I'm not sure if you know who Daddy is, but I can clarify if you'd like.
I'd really appreciate some clarification.
Your Daddy, by the way.
Thanks, Mummy. Just for those who didn't get that, loose Mummy, by the way. Mm. So, yeah, but we fucked up. Not good enough?
Well, I'm sorry. You're going to have to say you fucked up. Because I wasn't part of the 32.
Yes, you were.
Well, I was part of it, but it was your idea.
No, I wanted to go for longer. You had to leave, remember?
Oh, fuck off.
Remember that?
This is, you know what this is? This is an attack of me today. It is. Don't you agree, Willie? It's been just an attack.
It has a little bit.
Yeah.
I do apologise, Lulu.
It's just been an attack. It would be like if you guys were geese. You're attacking me, trying to break my legs with your wings. That's what you've been doing this entire podcast.
I just
you know what I'll say? Bring back Dior.
Whoa!
Yep. I'd like both of you to leave, and I'd like Dior to come back.
Will he?
Yep. Day one.
She doesn't mean that. I'm going to allow
you
that.
You don't mean that.
While she's hungover and sad about 10-day
date. Yeah, she's hungover. She's missing TDD.
10-day date comes on Friday.
Yeah, he does.
Oh, Jack, now, you've did got you like to my stop with the innuendos and the Freudian slips and the acute angles.
He'll Freudian slip into your endo, if you know what I mean.
That's, Jack, that enough.
Hey, where's our TV?
We're getting a new set, you fucking idiot. Where do you think everything's gone? To the new set.
Yeah, man, well, that's exciting stuff. New set coming.
Yeah, for the 32-minute eps.
Yeah. We're dialing in down to 15. We thought sharp sheep, snackable content.
We thought, you know what? Let's just do sheep. Nice 9 minutes.
Yeah.
9 minute eps.
I just think, like, some
quick,
of you can.
Nice minutes, snackable.
Quick, fun.
Snackable eps.
Snaps.
We love snaps. Red light, green light, Stinky Lou edition. I'm not getting on this bandwagon.
Yeah, you are. You're already on it.
Okay, red light, green light. Waking someone up on the plane to go pee. So, like, say you're in the middle seat and someone's got to pee.
I really struggle.
And the person on the end's...
It's a green, but it's a last resort for me.
For an hour-long flight?
That's crook. Should have done your business pre-flight.
What if you did your business and you still needed to pee?
How?
I got a weak bladder.
So you woke someone up. What? Where were your window seat?
On the way to Melbourne, I was in the middle. He was on the side. He looked like he was having a phenomenal snooze, George.
Oh, you fuckhead.
Like, he was, like, hands down, like, just... And I just looked at him for about 4 or 5 minutes, just staring at him. People would have thought I was an absolute creep, and I was going in my head, can you hold on to pee? Can you do it, Louisa?
Could you have done it? Realistically, unbiased.
I honestly don't think I could have. I genuinely don't think I could have. So I went like this. I gave him a little tap. He didn't flinch. So I went, okay, just leave it for a bit. I gave him another little, like almost like a little wriggle. You know, like finger sort of rub. Ugh, sorry. You know what I mean? A tappy rub. Christ. A tapping rub. Ugh, even worse.
A tub.
And then I just went, and I think I went, it was either the second or the third tap that he woke up. But I think the third tap I went a bit harder. I went, and he went, oh, and I went, sorry. I really need to pee. He was like, oh. And then he moved out, you know, woke up from his sleep. I peed.
Okay, look, to be fair, you probably could have held it. To be also fair, it's an hour flight. You know, you haven't fucked up a 5-hour flight sleep.
Yes, but I'm not a sleeper, and I fell asleep on my flight this morning, Melbourne to Sydney. And if someone had woke me up in that wonderful sleep, because I don't sleep, if someone had woke me up in that, I would have been swinging punches.
Yeah, but it's Lou's world and we're just living it. So
has it been 32 minutes
well,
yet?
Well, no, hold on.
Have we got enough for a 9-minute snackable content? Because I'd like to fuck off.
Well, Lou, run me through this. Why are you allowed to wake him up and they're not allowed to wake you up?
No, he's allowed to wake me up. I'm
correct.
Just saying.
Correct, you'd be fuming.
Today,
so it's a red light.
Out of all days today, if someone had woke me up, I would have been mad. I'd never fall asleep.
Neither.
So there you go. Like so, I said, I just wish that we didn't have to sleep and the whole world was awake 24/7.
Oh, I truly am glad that we can shut off.
I'm not.
She's not happy with me. Red light, green light, folding toilet paper, not scrunching it.
Scrunch. Red. Just scrunch it.
Willie?
I'm definitely a fold guy.
Fuck! That bemuses me.
Well, this is
me.
Obviously when you guys are taking a poo.
Yeah. All of us.
No, but...
Like together.
No, but... For girls, because you just drip dry, don't you? Sorry, I just did a little shimmy.
Yeah. Well, we shake to drip.
Shake dry.
Shake dry.
Shake it off. Ooh, won't do that hand gesture.
Taylor Pierce. Shake it off.
Well, I was more thinking, shake, just shake it. I think that was Metro Club.
Not sure.
Metro Station.
I just think scrunching.
Yeah.
Safer. Folding, how it sounds many, like you could slip a ditch.
How many pieces?
I feel like scrunching is more dangerous because you run the risk of leaving a gap or a hole. Fold,
so how do you do it? So
and how many fold it?
Like, make sure you get one and then, I don't know, try and spread it out and just do a couple of layers.
Is it?
So you're only doing like three? Because when I'm scrunching, I'm grabbing like at least eight.
Oh, no, I'll grab at least eight, possibly more. Because I don't want any shit streaks on my hand.
develop.
Oh, see, that's the difference between you and me. I do.
And you leave them only for the rest of the day.
Yeah, correct. I'm stinky. I'm stinky.
You're
Judge.
Stinky Judge.
No,
that's the name of the podcast. Stinky Judge. Willie.
Don't try.
Stinky Judge.
Well, we'll make up a song about Stinky Judge then.
Old Stinky Judge, he doesn't fold, he scrunches. And when he scrunches, he makes sure there's holes so he can get some poop on his fingers.
Let's give you some time. Let's give you some time to come.
I feel like that was fine for me to keep
Nothing
on.
Rhymed.
Well, we got a good nine-minute snackable content app for this one. My turn?
Yeah.
Old Stinky No, it's not getting in my ear.
Old Stinky Lou.
No.
Stinky Lou.
Before Hello Sport the other day, Eddie was singing it.
Was he? Oh, that's great. It is catchy.
You know, actually, why have I not told you this? I went, when I was in Melbourne, I caught up with Tony, who does the podcast, Tony and Ryan, and they are in a studio at the moment with Dill, who does, I think it's called Dill
Barkley.
Dill and Friends.
Yeah.
And he comes over, we were having coffee, and he was like, holy fuck, I was piercing myself at Stinky Lou. And then I went into their studios to have a look around, and then one, like, he was like, oh, that's Stinky Lou, or like, said something like that. I was like, great. Oh,
for fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Dude, you know what? You need to come back with, you've got to come back with Stinky Judge. You've got to make up a song.
Yeah, I'll make a song for you.
Maybe a different tune.
No, I'll do what I want.
Okay.
Thanks.
Ride my coattails, that's fine.
Oh, no, fine. I'll make it a rap version.
Now we're cooking with gas.
Now we're cooking.
Hopefully not Stinky Lou's gas.
Red light, green light. Liking your own photo from a podcast page you run.
Liking my... Oh. I think I do that.
Same.
But I also think I've grilled you about that.
I commented.
No. Yeah. So.
I commented.
No, yeah, I will do it. If I've posted the video and I'm on our We Mean Well page, I'll like it from We Mean Well page. But I don't like my own videos on my page.
Oh, no. I'm talking from We Mean Well to Louisa Delden.
Yeah, great.
I even commented one from you.
From me?
I said, you're the best surfer in the East, from Jack.
I wonder if anyone saw through that.
Sounds authentic.
Yeah. From the We Mean Well page.
From Jack.
From Jack. Yeah, from Jack. And then, do you want to hear a comment that I got yesterday? I screenshot it for you guys, actually.
Yes, please.
Thought it's something that you might enjoy.
Oh, fuck, that's funny.
So this was on Instagram last night. This is when I grinded on Dior for his last day. Lou grinding was a tough wank, but I got it done. And then another guy goes, at Jakey, I'm still going. Any tips on how to finish?
Honestly, that was a challenging wank. Red light, green light.
Yeah.
People who put too much emphasis on their morning coffee.
Red. Oh my God, I'm so fucking tired. Sorry, I have not had my coffee yet. Oh, cappuccino, is that what I... A nice cappuccino, is that what I heard?
Unless you're
Kevin Ferguson Smith.
Unless you're Kevin Ferguson Smith and you're having a nice piece of mud cake and a cappuccino.
You're not allowed to do it.
Look, no offence. Actually, fuck it. You can offend anyone anyway. It tends to be people that lack a certain element of personality that put so much emphasis into being coffee
people.
Well,
it's like, you can't spell morning.
Cool nails.
Thanks. First nice thing you've said in about 7 years, but all good.
Yep.
It's people who are like, you can't spell morning without coffee.
Yeah. Blech. Like, fuck me.
Coffee o'clock? Oh, I can't leave the house on my hot girl lap without a coffee.
It's like they'll get...
Oh my God, where's my cappuccino?
We all love a coffee.
Yeah.
We all love a cough.
Everyone loves a cough.
All right.
I love a cough. Kevin loves a cough. Willie loves a cough. But you love a cough.
You know what I mean? Like Oprah. You get a cough.
You get a cough. You get a cough.
But the fucking, it's like, no, I just can't function.
No, I can't. I can't do it.
Miss me with that shit.
Oh my God, 9 a.m. meeting. Oh, did I hear three coffees? Ding, ding, ding.
Yeah. Come on.
Hotline.
All right, give us a little hotline jingle, please.
It's Hotline Time with Stinky Lou and Stinky Jack.
I love how you're trying to drag me into the stinky category.
It's working.
I don't know if
I
it is.
I can feel the studio is on board with me.
All right. Hotline Time. Cool.
Perfect.
Good loading.
Hello, Senorita. Fuck it. I wasn't drinking tonight, but I realised I'd be missing Dior like a motherfucker. Also, just quick cue. Not even a cue. It's a fucking quick statement. Oh, yeah, we are. Your fucking voicemail message didn't fucking work. Yeah, damn, cunt. Love you both so fucking much.
Did it not work? I thought we uploaded a new voice memo.
Also, for a man...
We may not have done it yet.
I keep... Hey! Well, Dior goes and this thing falls to fucking pieces.
Week one, Willie!
Bad income. For a man that said that he wasn't drinking tonight...
Daddy sounded pretty drunk.
And he's daddy, by the way.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying
That's
that.
That's my pleasure. Okay.
Yeah, g'day, guys. Love the potty. I'm calling actually from from the UK.
Fuck.
I actually paid extra money for this call, just so I can call you guys and just say, I think I like this laugh. Anyway, love ya. Jarji, you're a good cunt. Lou, you're also a pretty good cunt. I think you could probably sing a little bit more though, Lou. Just don't be shy.
I agree.
You just use your voice, project it, you know what I'm saying? I think you're just kind of holding back. Mm-hmm. Anyway, love ya. Bye-bye.
Love you, mate.
He's right.
I
think I like this little lap. I might do my Stinky Jack song to that. I think I like Stinky Little Jack.
Okay. Yeah, see, now we're being creative. I disagree on the singing, mate, but fucking...
Hey, say la vie, each to their own, as Seinfeld would say.
Yeah, what would Jerry say?
Jerry would say...
What's the deal with Lou singing? Yep. That's what he'd say.
It's exactly what I was going to say.
Good.
G'day, Lou, you eight-year-old fat fuck. And Dutch, we're not a sick cunt, so Reese can't even hear what I'm saying, so hi, Reese.
Dutch, you sick cunt, how's it going?
We got to keep it under 25 seconds before, but we're at the SB, which sits on the...
Roho! Fuck Sydney! Fuck all those cunts!
Melbourne is so superior, we fucking love you. Keep
pissing. Fucking yeah.
Goodbye.
I nearly went to the SB.
Did you?
I was in Melbourne, could have seen them, but I went to Public House instead, this rooftop bar.
How was that?
Really fun. And then some of our friends from Sydney, Seamus and Alicia, were in Melbourne as well. They're dangerous news.
Are they? With a name like Seamus.
Seamus is a great name.
No, but Seamus to me is a big drinker.
Oh, he's a huge drinker.
Yeah.
So is Alicia.
Irish.
They're hilarious. Good, great couple.
Can't get Alicia on her. And it's a real Seamus that we can't.
It's now. Very good. Very good.
Hey, motherfuckers. I was just listening to the last podcast and I'm very sad that our little Prince Dior is leaving. So in honour of Prince Dior leaving, I'm just going to... I don't even want to tell you.
She's drinking. That's a big drink.
Fuck wow. Yeah, Prince Dior.
That's
we
a
love you.
Big drink for Dior. And just what a lovely drink for Dior.
Was that Sprite, do you think?
Probably Gatorade. Okay.
All right, give me one more.
All right, one more. Let's see what we're doing here. Here we go.
Justin, Stinky Lou, your bedwetting sons of bitches. Fucking, got that tattoo for you, eh? That little home job. That's all. Shut up, Louisa.
Hey.
Hooroo.
Hooroo in the zoo zoo.
I want to see the home tattoo. It better be Kevin in the helicopter. Someone's got to get Kevin in the helicopter. Come on, someone will be covered in tats and go, fuck it. Just a little baby one.
Kevin in the copter.
Yeah, it's got to be done. Any bedwetters who want it done, DM me.
Well, you didn't get your fill from Beck. She got Toby's dead on her.
Oh, I'm so happy with Beck having that, but it would be nice to have Kevin in the helicopter.
Yeah, Kevin in the copter.
Or something. We could do karate. Remember I did Karate Kevin before? What about a little Karate Kevin tattoo?
Or you standing there, someone behind you going like this, like putting their hand over their nose, and you have stink lines all over coming
if
out of you.
If someone got a stinky look at
we cannot push out their wetters to get fucking. All right.
Okay, we love you guys. Also, thank you for everyone who bought the merch, and we hope you have a wonderful Valentine's Day because it's tomorrow. Make sure you tell your loved ones that you love them so much, and it's Valentine's Day.
Well, Valentine's Day would be today.
Sorry, Valentine's Day is today. Make sure you tell your loved ones you love them, and you want to give them a big kiss, and you want to give them a big spoon, and
and hopefully, yes, people get wristies.
Yep. Maybe some flowers, maybe some heart-shaped chockies.
Yep.
Maybe something else.
Anal.
All right, way to bring the podcast down one more time. Okay. Well, we love you guys. And you know what they say about Valentine's Day? If you can't love, then you...
Get. Okay, I'll see you later. Hooray.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.